On today's KMMO Ag Report, we're chatting with 4-H member Mitchell Moon, who just received a big honor. And Mitchell, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about it?
All right. Well, my name is Mitchell Moon. I'm a Montotaw County 4-H'er here in Tipton, Missouri. Just elected as the 2017-2018 Missouri State 4-H President. And it is my honor, and I am truly blessed to serve the youth of Missouri.
That's incredible. So take us a little bit through how you ended up as the president. I mean, that's a big deal. Take us through how you ended up there.
Well, 4-H'ers across the state of Missouri, 14 to age 18, are allowed to go to the state Congress event held at the University of Missouri in Columbia. And at that event, they can choose their state officers, where they go through an election process and they listen to campaign speeches, and they get to listen to see which officer they want and to which vision they want to lead 4-H through that year.
What was your vision?
I kind of want to shake things up. I ran with the kind of a slogan, shoot for the moon and you'll land among the stars. And I didn't just use that because of my last name. I truly believe if you have a goal, we can reach that goal through perseverance and everything. And you can really get to that goal and not really let anything step in your way if you truly believe in that, which is kind of why I ran for president. I also want to serve as a president with a presence. Meaning, I'd like to be at as many events, no matter how big or small, whether it's just a local club event, or it's a large state event, or it's a county event. I want to be there with every 4-H'er with the state of Missouri right along the way.
So you've run your campaign. Here you are. You're the president now. Now what?
Now the real work starts in. We have our first executive meeting in July. We're setting the papers up, getting the ball rolling, and we're getting ready for the state fair, and that'll be a big jump start in August. And we're just getting the ball rolling at this point and kind of getting everything laid out, and we're getting ready for the state fair.
Yeah, talk a little bit about what you'll be doing at the state fair.
I'll be at the state fair every day, either being in the livestock arenas, being in the 4-H building, being in the MOAG building. I'll be around somewhere, so if anyone wants to stop by and see me, more than happy to say hi. But 4-H has a big presence at the state fair, and we're just kind of around doing whatever they ask us to do this year.
What's so great about 4-H?
What I really love about 4-H is it doesn't matter who you are or where you come from. It really has a true and good background for really every youth in the state of Missouri, but also in the nation, too. They have a lot of different routes you can take with 4-H. If you want to do the leadership side of 4-H, there's events for that. If you want to stay in the agriculture-based for 4-H, there's events for that, too. But if you want to branch out and do other things, there's also pathways leading to those directions. There's a lot of different projects any 4-H'er can choose from to find his or her interest, which is what I really think makes 4-H so great and stand out between other organizations.
Well, Mitchell, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on your new position, and good luck to you.
Thank you, guys.
That's today's KMMO Ag Report. I'm Dan Markle.